بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. ونبي عمرو يقال أبو عبد الله ويقال أبو ليلى عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ليس لابن آدم حق في سوى هذه الخصال: بيت يسكنه وثوب يواري عورته وجلف الخبز والماء. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث صحيح. أبو عمر also known as Abu Abdullah or Abu Layla, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Ibn Adam, that is this human being, has no right except with regards to these three things or these basic necessities: a house in which he lives, clothing by which he conceals his private parts, and a piece of dry bread and water. As we mentioned yesterday, this is what constitutes the basic essentials of life for a human being: a house, in other words, a roof over his head, clothing to cover his private parts, and the basic supplements or basic food that he needs in order to subsist or exist in this world. This hadith is mentioned a piece of dry bread and water. Now, as we mentioned, that what is the meaning behind this, that Ibn Adam, the human being, has no right besides this? Does it mean that anything over and above this is not permissible? What it actually means, we find in another hadith, the narrator is Abu Asib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He narrates that one night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of his house and he passed by me, fada'ani, and he called me. As we continued walking, we passed by the home of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam called him also, and he called Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was a night of difficulty and hardship, in the sense that Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone some time without food, as well as these companions. So he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by the garden of an Ansari Sahabi of Medina. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entreated him that, "Ata'imna, feed us." The Sahabi broke a branch of fresh dates and presented it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, that is Abu Asib, Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they ate from the dates. Thereafter, Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took the leftover branch and he struck the earth till the remains scattered. In other words, there was nothing left. And then Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "Inna lamas'uluna an hadha yawm al-qiyamah." Now try and understand or appreciate the veracity of the background of this event. They were hungry, they had gone without food for a few days. Allah Ta'ala presented them with this one branch of fresh dates, which obviously, after a few days of hunger, very, very quickly they ate this. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the question that, "Ya Rasulullah, will Allah question us even about this ni'mat? Will Allah question us on the Day of Judgment even about these dates that He has given us?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said, "Yes, na'am. Your questioning will be about every ni'mat, every bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, illa min thalatha, except three things: khirfatun kafa biha ar-rajulu 'uratahu, a piece of cloth which you will use to cover your private parts, aw kisratun sadda biha jaw'atahu, or a piece of bread which will satisfy or will satiate your basic hunger, aw hajarun yadkhulu fihi min al-harr wal-bard, or a piece of rock or a cave by which you will take shelter from the cold or the heat." In other words, from the outside elements, a roof over your head, a piece of bread to keep your back straight, and a piece of clothing by which you can cover your private parts. Basic necessities and essentials of life. Anything over and above that, anything over and above that, Rasulullah is telling Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that you will be questioned about this on the Day of Judgment. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ. This expression in Quran, wow, and then the lam, and لَتُسْأَلُنَّ, the noon mushaddad, this is qasmiyah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact is taking an oath, that I take a qasam, an oath, you will be questioned عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, over the bounties which we have given you. There are some amongst us whom Allah ta'ala has given great wealth. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of the top ten sahaba, the Ashirai Mubashara, Allah had given him great wealth. And yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we waited for you. We waited for you, and I had to wait a long time before I saw you. And what was the answer Abdurrahman bin Auf gives? That giving hisab and reckoning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over my wealth is what delayed me. So this is what this hadith, the underlying meaning is, that Ibn Adam, basic necessities of life, that Allah won't question you about. But anything over and above that, anything over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question us. More important, the meaning behind these ahadith is that don't allow these things to become an impediment. Don't allow the acquisition of unnecessary worldly amenities, unnecessary properties, unnecessary homes, unnecessary businesses, unnecessary clothing, unnecessary food, etc. Anything over and above what is absolute necessity of life, its acquisition, do not allow it to become an impediment. Do not allow it to preoccupy you to an extent that you damage and you harm your akhirat. That is what the underlying meaning of these ahadiths are. Because as mu'min, as believers, our iman demands that we build this total, complete conviction within ourselves that وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. Akhirat is better than this dunya. Akhirat is the goal. And for akhirat, for the life of the hereafter, we are supposed to be prepared to sacrifice everything. And this is the constant reminder and warning that is the general theme over these last few ahadiths that we have discussed, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentally is preparing us for the life of the hereafter. When Abdullah ibn Shakhir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu annahu qal ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa huwa yaqra. Abdullah ibn Shakhir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reading one surah of the Quran. I've referred to that surah already. We find that the surah is in the 30th juz of the Quran, in the 30th para of the Quran. Very short surah. But in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept great ilaj and great cure for this disease of what we call hubbul mal. Love for the dunya, love for wealth, where it blinds us. And it makes us hanker after it and chase after it to the point where we destroy our akhirat. This is a surah. In fact, every one of us should learn the literal translation of it, and we should regularly ponder over the meaning of the words in this surah. As I said, it is a great ilaj and a cure for this spiritual bimari that illa mashallah, majority of us are already engaged in. We don't even realize how deeply affected we are by this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting this surah. What is the surah? Surah Takathur. Al-Hakumut Takathur. Al-Hakumut Takathur. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reading these words of the surah. Literal translation of Al-Hakumut Takathur: the mutual rivalry for increasing worldly things has caused you to become negligent, has diverted you. Al-Hakumut Takathur. Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir. Allah says, we will give you rope. You will compete with one another, trying to keep up with the James and Jones of society, trying to outdo each another. The gaze of lalach and greed always on the next person. Look at how much he's got, look at how much he's got, what that one is driving, where he's living, what clothing he's wearing, what Allah has given him. We look, keep looking at that, and what happens? We keep trying to outdo one another. We keep trying to get more and more and more, and enough is enough, never enough. So what Allah Ta'ala says, we will give you rope. We will give you rope, but if you allow this negligence to continue, there will be a cut-off point. What is the cut-off point? Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Until you will visit those graves. Until you will visit those holes in the ground, which is the eventual abode of myself and yourself and every one of us. There's no getting away from it. There's no escaping it. Death is a reality. And death is the eventual abode. So Allah Ta'ala indirectly is telling us that don't become negligent. Don't become negligent of your mort and your death. Keep reminding yourself of this. Keep reminding yourself. أَحْيِ قَلْبَكَ بِالْمَوْعِظَةِ وَنَوِّرُ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَذَلِّلْهُ بِالْمَوْتِ. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we find in his saying advices that he gave the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحْيِ قَلْبَكَ بِالْمَوْعِظَةِ. Keep your heart alive with the Qur'an. وَنَوِّرْهُ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. Illuminate your heart with the ahadith and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَذَلِّلْهُ بِالْمَوْتِ. وَذَلِّلْهُ بِالْمَوْتِ. Get qabu, get control of this nafs of yours. Get qabu and control of this nafs of yours by constantly reminding it of death. That mujhe marna hai. Mujhe marna hai. Every time we're entering into a new venture, remind yourself, mujhe marna hai. Every time we are blinded by the pursuit of dunya, the qaza of deen is there. Opportunity to sacrifice in the way of Allah is there. Opportunity to strive in Allah Ta'ala's path is there. Opportunity to give something for our akhirat is there, and we're finding it hard. Then remind yourself, mujhe marna hai. I have to die. I have to leave all this behind. This is not the reality. I don't have guarantee even till tomorrow.